Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
Your hard money, guys, is going to be what's going to get you through if a flip's going to take you 4 months. Okay, how much is my rehab? How much is my house? What kind of loan do I need? Let me get in and out of this thing. Okay, fast approval process doesn't take them long. I've seen them underwrite a deal and on the phone, doesn't take them long. Less stringent credit requirements, they don't really check your credit. I've never really had one look at my credit at all. Now, they don't know you, your credit is who referred you. Seriously, because how did you find this person? And you'll find people that throw money at you all the time. I'm a commercial lender, I don't advertise it, I don't put it out there, I never will unless you're a client. But there are people who have access to that, but deal with somebody who's in the business already. Can be used for properties that don't qualify for traditional mortgages. That is true. But 9 out of 10 investments is where we're at. The cons, there are higher interest rate loans and fees than traditional mortgages. Yes. Don't be surprised if it's 10, 12%, 15% for 90 days. I'm not tripping on that at all. I need the money. I'm in, I'm out, I'm okay. because what I'm going to replace it with pays them off, and I'm fine with that. Shorter repayment terms, often less than 3 months, 3 years, sorry. They are. You don't have hard money for long. You don't want to be, that's too high interest rate to pay for too long. Require a larger down payment, often 30%. There, sometimes your heart, them and private money pay for each other and the deals what they're investing in. Private money. Let's go into private money. Let me see where we at with the private money. Let's see. I think I had private money up here. Didn't. Let me go private money from here. That's the one thing I didn't have. Private money. More flexible lending criteria than traditional mortgages, yes. Faster approval process, yes. May offer lower interest rates than hard money, and they do. Okay, they're coming from a private person. It may be a situation where it could even be a smaller institution. Okay, traditional FHA, B of A, credit union, that's your traditional. Private money, if you can't get it anywhere else and you're trying to bridge yourself for a year, it's possible. But on the investment side, I use private money and hard money together for my flips. And I think that's the best route to go. Higher interest and fees than traditional, yes. May require a larger down payment, yes. May require a personal relationship with the lender, of course. Of course, you just can't pull these guys out of the air. Nor should you want to, okay? Nor should you want to. Everybody doing good so far? I know I'm covering a lot of stuff. I don't want to insult anyone's intelligence either. I know some of y'all, based on the comments that were in the chat before in study hall, some of y'all gurus already. So y'all might be up here, need to be a teacher assistant. I saw y'all your debt coverage ratio questions. So everybody good so far? I don't want to lose nobody. Okay, all right, then. I don't like asking questions midway through. I'm just making sure y'all good. All right, let's see. Private. Boom. Seller finance. I'm trying not to be, how can I say this? I don't want to sway y'all one way or the other, but seller finance, and I'm going to drop a small dime on y'all. If you understand how to use the financing in real estate, you can understand how to use the same financing to buy a business as well. It's not that different at all. And when you get those two together, listen to me, you can be a true investor. Trust and believe me. Seller financing, bias. Yeah, I'm trying not to be. All right, so seller financing may be easier to qualify for than traditional mortgages. You're dealing with the seller. You're dealing with the homeowner. If they're not trying to get their money right now and they can take a note from you and they can trust you, they're fine. More flexible repayment terms and interest rates can be a good option for properties that do not qualify for traditional financing. Now, you're like, well, what's properties, coach, don't apply for general financing? Like, how that work? Why would that be a situation? Well, there are some homes that, five homes that can be hard to mortgage. Now, y'all need to know this. It's not a part of the class coursework, but I'm like, you know what? They need to know, at least have an idea. So please put this link in chat. You need to know what homes could fall into a bad situation. An overbuilt house. Some new investors lose their pants because they go this route too fast. It's the prettiest house on the block. It's the biggest house on the block. I want that. But hold on. Remember last class, and for those of y'all who are the first time here, there's something called a CMA, a comparative market analysis. You're going to pull the top 3 to 5 homes that sold in that area. If I'm looking at a 4-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage, X square footage, yada, yada, and I want to see what that house should appraise for, should sell for, I'm going to pull, your realtor will, pull the CMA and see, okay, according to this, you $300,000. But this house got so many more features, the owner wants $400,000. Nah, bro, you ain't getting that much money. I don't care how much you put into it. So sometimes you can overvalue your house by putting too much into it. Now, that's your forever home? Do you think? Because you could affect somebody's comps, but any smart realtor will pull you out anyway. But be careful not to get caught up in these homes, okay? unpermitted work, that's why you need a good crew. You got to pull your trade permits to make sure that the work is done. You don't have code violations. Now, as an investor, I mentioned this last week. See this little term here that says code violations? I'm going to my county clerk office and I'm pulling my code violations. You can do this now. All the code violations, there's a list of them. And the best ones is when they got code violations and they didn't move. That's another class, but it's a good way to find investment properties, the code violations. Non-working kitchen or other major problems in the house, you're not going to get a loan because it won't pass inspections. It won't be able to get a loan. Okay. I lost my skin, and I mentioned this before. A house I flipped, we didn't look at the piping. They came in with a 3D thing, checked underground, and pipes was leaking. They were old pipes. So we had to redo the pipe before we closed, and I didn't get a chance to, I just broke even. Okay. So that happened to you. Flip too often. If a 30% profit is okay with most banks, banks know you're going to make your money. They're not stupid. But if this thing has been flipped over and over and over and too many times recently, and they can do a title search, and they will, and they can tell, change the title. If it's been flipped too often, they won't touch it. So you have to know this. That's why, again, your team, realtor, trades, GC, title company, is like that ace in the hole. Because if I see a property, I'm like, you know, hey, do a title search on this. I like it, but check this out for me. I got my man software, so I can go in and pay a couple bucks and run a title search myself. When you do that, then you hit them up again and say, hey, I found this. Can you verify this for me? Boom, 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 we're good. Mother-in-law homes, this is becoming more prevalent, though. I'm not sure where in the country y'all are at, but there's something called ADUs, accessory dwelling units. They're becoming more prevalent, and zoning is allowing this more. California, big time. So ADUs, check your zoning. Understand where this is at, because if you can put an ADU on, listen, I like the little houses. Let me get the house. Let me get the lot. And especially if you know how to build on these lots, you know, like a 50 by 100 lot is like a standard small lot. Write that down. 50 X 100, 50 by 100 lot. You can build a two-story situation. You're good. So if I'm looking at something that's got a little pie-shaped lot, I can put something on the back. I'm going to do it. Again, another way to make investment. But these are the five things that can call you, or the slides, a way that you cannot get a mortgage. You don't want to get into these deals and not be able to get a mortgage on it.